this Saturday night. The Nexus welcomes a celebration of one of the world's biggest parties. A collection of bands will have you up on your feet, relishing the joy that is life. One of those bands is Melbourne's own Horns of Leroy, who we just heard. And joining us now is the trumpet player for the band, Travis Wood. Good morning, Travis.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Now, first off, can you tell us a little bit about Horns of Leroy?
Sure. Well, we're a seven-piece brass band, essentially New Orleans-style brass band. We've got two trumpets, two trombones, two sousaphone, and two percussionists. We just play a whole mixture of tunes and stuff. We go back right back to the New Orleans jazz stuff, really traditional New Orleans songs, especially from the Mardi Gras and things like that. We also play a bunch of funkier tunes, some covers of some brass bands, and also a whole bunch of our own originals as well. So quite a little bit of a mixture of tunes in there.
Awesome. Now, how did you guys get started? Was it just seven friends and you thought, hey, we should pick up some, some brass instruments and start a band?
Yeah, well, actually, the band's been done for about 5 years now, and just before that, one of the drummers and I were in New Orleans for a few days just hanging out and just saw these brass bands everywhere in the streets and in the venues and everything, and just kind of like, man, there's nothing like that in Melbourne. We got to do something like this. This is sick. And we basically, finished uni a few months later, put together a band, and the rest is history. Made some calls, got some friends together, and here we are 5 years later.
What do you think it is that's so attractive about that New Orleans brass sound? It's so specific and iconic. What do you think particularly drew you guys in?
It's just the flexibility of the sound, I think, for me is, like, really important. It's, you can be playing, you know, any kind of style within that style. You can be playing any songs. We play everything from a Justin Bieber song to, you know, a Ray Charles thing or a Dr. John thing or our own stuff. And it's the flexibility of the music. You know, you can play anything and to anybody, and the excitement of that many horns, and then the sound and the reach you can get, even in dynamics and range and everything. It's just, there's just so much power to it and so much fun to it as well. You know, and dancing and just a good vibe. It's just fun music, really, all around. It's just really fun to play and fun to see everyone, the audience and the punters having a great time, you know.
Now, you mentioned just then Justin Bieber, and you've got some covers that you do. There's a cover of Toto's Africa on your latest EP. You've got some Beyonce in the previous record. How did you go about figuring out which covers you want to do? Is there a certain hook that you're after that you want to, like, recreate?
That's a good question. That's a good question. We just kind of listen to songs and come up with, you know, it's got to, some, not every song is going to work in the instrumentation because we don't have guitars or pianos. We don't even have a full drum kit, you know, so it can be difficult to adapt certain songs across. But I don't know, those are the Africa thing was just a fun song. Nick, the trombone player, actually used to sing it all the time and just thought it'd be a fun song to play. And yeah, I don't know, there's no real secret to it. It's kind of who wants to play what at what time, and let's see if it works, really.
Now, fun really does seem to be at the heart of Horns of Leroy. You've mentioned that a few times about really, you know, wanting to get audience engaged, have a great time while you're playing, and have the audience have a fun time. What's a live Horns of Leroy show like?
Well, it could be pretty raucous, it could be pretty outrageous, it could be pretty loud, it could be pretty fun. You know, it all comes down to you and us, really. If you're there and want to have a good time, we'll have a good time with you and make it a great night. You know, just expect a lot of different songs, a lot of dancing, a lot of beers, and a lot of good times, really.
Excellent. There's a couple of lucky listeners who will definitely be getting along to see you guys play this weekend. So what's the rest of the year? What have you guys got planned stepping forward?
Well, we just released a new EP a few weeks ago, so we're planning on just getting that going across our gigs. We've got a bunch of festivals and things like that in Melbourne as well, and we're also going up to Canberra in a few weeks or a month or so. Then once we get through this little silly season, we're going to start writing again, recording again, maybe do another little tour, head out to the major cities and push the EP a little bit more. Keep on bringing out some new fun music.
Have you got any other covers in mind? What's the next big track that we can recognize?
nothing planned. Just yet. We did just do a Peking Duck tune. I don't know if you guys saw that at all. We recorded a Peking Duck, just a live version of Peking Duck's Fake Magic. It's not on any record. It's not on any of the CDs really, but it is on YouTube and on Facebook if you want to look that one up. But Peking Duck got behind it and shared it and posted it, and we're really loving it. So that's enough covers for the next couple of months.
Now on this brand new EP, Lift Your Game, what's different about it? What was new that you guys brought to the table for this new EP?
It got to about last year, about the start. Around this time last year, we were finishing a bunch of gigs, a string of gigs, like shows. We were having a beer at the bar after one of the gigs, and we kind of just all looked around like, wow, like, we're all knackered. We're doing, the band does quite a lot of gigs. Like, I think we do up to about 80, 90 gigs a year. And we just kind of looked around, we're just like, what are we doing? You know, like, what's happening here with the music? Are we loving it? Are we not loving it? And the general consensus was we really need to get our act together and start rehearsing more and writing more songs, because we've been playing and doing the same stuff for so long. And essentially that's where the whole Lift Your Game vibe came from. We really changed, the band really did a massive change in terms of its sound and songs, and we wrote a whole bunch of songs which are completely different to, well, I mean, completely different for us. It might not sound too different for you guys, but completely different for us compared to our first album. And it's just, in my opinion, it's a better little EP than the first album. But, you know, the music is influenced a lot by a lot of different styles in this EP as well. It's not just sort of traditional New Orleans-y jazz kind of vibes. It's got a lot of different sounds in there, from Latin sounds to second ride sounds to funk sounds. We do a song, an original, with Tando, who's an amazing singer, soul singer. That's just soul and funk right there. It's quite a lot. It's a little journey, you know. There's quite a lot of different aspects to this one, so...
It's a really exciting sounding EP, and we're going to have a listen to the title track now, Lift Your Game. What can you tell us about this one?
This one was written by myself and trombone player Chris Weisart. I'm actually one of the drummers, and it was, there's no cool story to it. We just literally we literally went to the trombone player's place and said, Chris, we got to write a song. And an hour later, there it is. That's about it.
A painless, great tune. Well, Travis, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me. We'll see you guys on Saturday, hopefully.
Absolutely.
That's it.
It's Travis Wood there from Melbourne band Horns of Leroy, speaking to us about their upcoming performance at Nexus this Saturday night, the 10th of February.
This is their track, Lift Your Game.
Listening to Breakfast.